Well, this morning we're going to talk about the Cass County Relay for Life tractor ride coming up yet later this week. Gary Lynch in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Have you been working on putting this together for a while?
Oh, about 2 or 3 months. I kind of work on it and think about it during the year, how I'm going to do it. And,
you know. Yeah. Do you have some help with this?
I do the route, and then Tammy Jens does the coordinate with the police and food for the caterers and stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more involved than just hopping on the tractor and taking off.
That's right. That's right.
Got to have some planning there, too. How long have you been doing a tractor ride?
This one? Relay for Life. This is the second year I've done it.
Second year you've done it.
Yeah.
But they have done it in the past a few times, too.
I think they started in 08.
Oh, okay. So it's been going on a little bit.
Yeah.
Has it been pretty successful for you?
Yes.
Do you get a lot of repeats year after year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mostly same people. Once you get a few new ones every year, and it kind of rotates. But yeah.
How many folks do you expect?
Probably around 45, 50.
That's not too bad for a small county tractor ride like this to support a cause. That's not too bad at all. Because there are some much larger tractor rides, of course, out there that are much better publicized.
Yeah, sure.
So if you get that many people together. Now, there is a cost for this, right?
We ask for a $25 donation. You can give more. If you don't want to give a donation, that's fine, too. And the first 50 that donate... get a free t-shirt. So.
Okay, and that money, of course, goes to help the effort.
Of course, goes to Relay for Life, yes.
Very good.
All of it does, yes.
So I'm guessing you see a lot of different tractors in something like this.
Yes.
Do you have some favorites?
Oh, I'm all of our fan, but...
the one you're sitting on is your favorite, right?
That's right.
How long you had yours?
Well, the one I'm going to drive I've had since I was 17, which is about 50 years now. So
you're giving up the age now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where did you get that tractor?
I bought it at Glidden, Iowa, from a dealer up there.
Really? Do you remember how much you paid for it?
$200.
It wasn't brand new, obviously.
No, it wasn't new at all.
What year is it?
It's a 1940.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not new.
Yeah.
$200. What would something like that cost today?
If you're lucky, the condition it was in, probably $1,000, $1,200, something like that.
Sure, sure. And do you ride it a lot? Do you get out with it?
Quite a bit, yes.
Now, do you work on it yourself?
Yes.
That's the hardest part.
It's fun part, though. I like working on tractors.
Yeah. Do you have, I mean, are parts an issue or anything like that?
They're getting more readily available all the time. But, the older models are a little hard to find. A lot of the ones from the late 40s, mid 50s, there's so many aftermarket places that get parts from now, so they're pretty easy to maintain anymore. So it's getting to be popular. So the antique tractors are getting to be a lot more companies making them and competing for your business on them, but you got to watch some of the parts are made in China too. So you kind of got to watch what you're buying.
Yeah. Well, I suppose since there's so many people out there that are trying to keep these things alive and keep them moving, enjoying things like this tractor rides, there's always going to be a market for it.
Right.
You get a lot of different ones. You know, it's amazing. You stop and think it's a tractor ride, so you're going to see tractors, but you probably won't see two of them the same.
Most of the time you don't see two the same. Once in a while you do, but there's so many models that were made over the years, and it's nice to see some of the odd ones you don't hear very often on the rides.
So I've never been on a tractor ride myself. What's it like on a tractor ride? I know you're seeing the world at a slower speed, which is actually kind of nice for a change.
That's right.
But is it a little rougher ride for you?
Depends on the road. Some of the newer tractors have a more of a suspension seat on them, so they're not too rough riding.
Do you get a whole lot of newer tractors on there?
Oh, no, not really. It's more antique ones. I'd say from about the maybe mid-70s and older. I'd say both the good serum are probably from the late 40s into the 50s and early 60s.
Here's the thing with a tractor ride. Guys want to show off their fun toys.
That's right.
Unfortunately, if they thought about it, they'd probably ride the comfortable one. But that wouldn't be as much fun now, would it?
Once in a while, we get one on that has a cab with air conditioning, but most time they're open station tractors.
Yeah, but you give that guy a hard time, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
It's not fair going on a tractor ride with air conditioning.
Most of them have umbrellas, which is really nice for being out in the sun all day.
Yeah, that can be a long day because a tractor ride's going to move along at about how fast?
We generally try to run 11, 12 mile an hour.
Yeah, that's like a bike ride.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
sometimes on the bike, you're even going faster.
So. Yeah, actually, you probably do a little bit because you're going to go downhill once in a while.
That's right.
You don't kick it up downhill, do you?
No.
Not so much, no. Okay, so where will the bike ride start? Or the bike ride. Now you got bikes on my mind. Where will the tractor ride start?
Okay, we start at the Cass County Fairgrounds. We'll meet at 8 o'clock, and there'll be rolls provided by Hy-Vee, and then 9 o'clock, we take off on the route.
Okay, so when they show up that morning, what will happen? They just check in?
Just check in, register. So there's been letters sent out. Some of them have pre-registered, or they registered right there at the time.
Okay. So that shouldn't take very long to get all that taken care of then. And hopefully the weather will be good, and then we'll make all that work. So what's the route right now? Where are you going to go?
We're going to go out west of town to M56, go down to Lewis for a short break at Lewis Lake. And then we'll go head to Griswold and have lunch at Griswold. And it looks like now the Dusties are going to handle the lunch there. And then the Rush Farm Museum and the Cass County Museum will be open for us to tour. Then we head back to Atlantic to the Kitty Corral and have root beer floats there. So.
Yeah, you try to vary the route each year, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Try to hit as many points in Cass County as you can over the years
and
get around. Of course, it's easy to start in Atlantic. You've got the space to be able to do that. And the event's held in Atlantic, so you'd like to kind of show off that way. Will you ride by the actual relay that time, or will you be back before that?
We'll be back before that.
Okay. All right. Very good. So now with a tractor ride like this, now you're talking about taking off. You're going to spend a little time at Lewis Lake. You're going to spend lunch at Dusty's, things like that. Now, those aren't free, are they?
No. Well, the lunch at Lewis Lake will be free.
I've
got a sponsor providing that, but the lunch at Dusty's is, I think, 7.5.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's all set up. It's ready to go.
Ready.
You'll get a lot of folks. Now, can other people who don't do the tractor ride, can they join you?
If they want, yeah.
They can always swing on by, I suppose.
That's right, yeah. And anybody that wants to come by and give a donation is fine, too. So
Now, I got to ask, Gary, because at a slow speed like this, you know sometimes our patience is tested, especially when the weather's hot. Are folks pretty courteous to you when they are in their cars and they see the tractor ride coming by?
Most of the time they are, yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And of course,
I think once in a while they say truck drivers get a little high rate, but they've learned to expect it out there. But, yeah.
They're doing business, but, you know, it's the way it is. But, if you're talking about 45, 50 tractors, how long? That won't take all that long to work that line through.
No, generally, and we try to leave breaks so they can pass like 3 or 4 at a time. And,
okay, so it works both ways. Be courteous to them, they'll be courteous to you.
Right.
That's easy enough then. Very good. Are there any other concerns with a tractor ride? I mean, you're riding antique tractors. I assume once in a while you might have a breakdown here and there. How do you handle that?
Once in a while they do. I guess people have cell phones and stuff like that. They can call somebody. Yeah. And most time if one dies, they just pull off the side of the road and they hop on with somebody else right into town and get back with the trailer and pick it up later.
Buddy system.
Yeah.
Always the buddy system. All right, very good. Okay, well, so it's coming up then on Friday, the 24th of June, which is the same day as the Cass County Relay for Life. That'll be starting at 6 o'clock in the evening. Mm-hmm. And again, you said about 8 o'clock in the morning you can start registering?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's out at the Cass County Fairgrounds here in Atlantic, and you leave at 9.
Right.
What time will you pull into town again?
I'm figuring around 3:30.
Around 3:30. So it'll be a good day's ride. Mm-hmm. That should be a lot of fun. That's a good time. Anytime you can see life at a slower speed, you see so much more.
That's right. It gets to be more of the camaraderie among the riders, too. You get to be friends and talk about your tractors, talk about other things.
Absolutely.
You expect the same people every year and hope to see some new ones and make new friends every year.
Absolutely. Now, I hate to bring it up, but what if the weather's bad?
If it's real inclement, bad storms, we won't have it. But if there's just, chance of showers, stuff like that, we still go in the rain.
So. Try as best you can.
All right.
If it has to be cut short or something, I guess you deal with it when it happens.
That's right.
Otherwise, we'll just plan for good weather, just not quite as hot as we've had.
I hope not, yeah.
That would be nice. All right. Well, the tractors, not just the people on them, but the tractors sometimes don't like that all that well either. Very good. Well, hey, thanks for organizing and setting all that stuff up, and hope you get another good turnout this year.
Okay, thank you.